I can't think of any other.
All right, how about ball games? This is not organized ball, not organized sports, but more informal.
Kickball.
Mm-hmm.
Not organized. Stickball.
Okay.
That's all I can think of.
Any games with a puck?
No.
Tin can?
No, not even it's halfway over, just single kicking, you know, tin can.
Any very rough games where people could get hurt?
Football. Unorganized football.
yeah, I can imagine. knife games?
No.
Rope? Mm-mm. Did you jump rope?
Yeah, as a little kid, yeah, jump rope. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can think of with the rope, though.
How about marble games?
I didn't play marbles that much.
How about jacks?
Didn't play jacks.
Okay. I guess that is all the games. All right. What are some different types of parties? These could be children's or adults' parties.
Birthday party, Halloween party, costume parties, mm-hmm. whether it's on Halloween or not. Anniversary party, club parties, Christmas parties, Valentine's parties, 4th of July parties, housewarmings, wedding parties. I've known one divorce party. what else?
What are some types of music, particularly types you like to listen to?
I like classical music. I like Broadway music. I like I like disco music. I like some bluegrass music. I like some jazz. I think that's most of them.
Okay. And then these are the last two things. They really are, this really is the end, finally. First of all, is there anything that you think should have been asked in a questionnaire of this type, which we missed? Any area of life that should have been covered?
Gee whiz, I can't think of anything you missed.
Mm-hmm. Most people feel that kind of shock effect after having just survived.
That's fine. I don't think you're asking for words. I think you're getting something else out of this.
No, it really is language, but as Dr. says, everything is interesting. Everything that a person says, even the things that he doesn't know, are interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then finally, what are your attitudes? We've discussed some of this as we've gone along toward language and language usage, standards of correctness.
Okay, I try to speak correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I speak incorrectly for color.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have to know who I'm speaking incorrectly to,
mm-hmm.
so that they know that I know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That way it gets the point across,
right,
that I am using it for color and not for,
mm-hmm.
not that I don't know any better. I like to talk.
Do you think that everyone ought to speak standard English?
No. I like the color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't bother me for someone to speak incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is the main game.
Yeah.
As long as I can understand, then it's fine. I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking to someone who hasn't had as good an education as I have,
mm-hmm.
as long as I can communicate, that's all that matters.
Now, you say you talk differently at home than you do here. Do you alter your language consciously according to who you're talking to?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like when I go home, I don't pronounce the words as good as I do
mm-hmm.
when I'm here. And on the tape, you probably won't be able to tell it, but I even loosen up when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do it consciously, sometimes I do it unconsciously,
mm-hmm.
depending on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to someone from the north, it won't take me long before I'm talking like they are.
Mm-hmm. You think you pick up?
Yeah.
things from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else you would like to add?
No, except I hope it helps you.
Thank you, it does very much. I really appreciate it.